You know what? Let's affirm our vision and our mission statement today. Unity Church of Light is a spirit-centered inspiration in the world. And our mission is Unity Church of Light stands as a beacon to illuminate the world. And I love our unity affirmation that's being said everywhere this morning in some form or fashion. We know that there's only one presence and one power in the universe, and we stand in this truth. Let's affirm it together. There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life. God, the good omnipotence. And just take that and breathe that in a moment. We are so grateful that we know that there is only one presence and one power in the universe. Not only know it, we feel it moving in and throughout our very beings and reaching out, embracing us all into our oneness. And we are grateful. All right, our daily word is a good one. Oneness. Oneness. Yeah, I am divine. Say that with me. I am divine. Over the years, I have learned there is a spark of divinity within me and within all people. This divine spark binds us as members of one family and deepens our awareness of God. Today, my understanding of my divinity expands. My divine nature is so much more than a spark. It is my essence, who I truly am. I realize I don't have to rely on anything outside myself for love, comfort, and guidance. Everything I could ever need from God is already mine and is expressing as me. My realization of oneness extends to all people whom I now see as fellow divine beings. Freed from all illusion of separation, I am aware of the divine presence everywhere expressing through everyone. We are divine. Let's claim that together. We are divine. And the scriptures from John 17 and 21, and it's that they may all be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you. May they also be in us. I don't know what more you need to know that we are one when you hear the words of Jesus Christ. All right, announcements. Youth blessing. Yeah, we don't want to forget that because we want to bless not only all the youth in the universe, but we want to also bless ourselves, that child in us, as we come open-minded and receptive to this truth. So, let's affirm together, children of God, we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we behold the Christ in you. Yes, we do. Amen. We don't really have any new announcements. Just want to remind you of the new membership information. If you are planning on attending, please let me know today, and because what I'm going to do is, so far only have one person expressing interest, and I'm going to do a one-on-one with them unless others want to join in. If you do, then I'll move it to Zoom. But if not, or here, if you don't have Zoom, just let me know after service if anyone here now is interested, and I'm going to make a decision on exactly when I'm going to hold the new membership. And here it says it's the 31st of January, which is a Sunday. But I might move it up unless it depends on if I get any interest expressed other than the one that I have. Okay, so what's new? Nothing new. We do have a meditation class. We have one already. This is with First Unity. You know, I love joining together with other churches doing classes. So if you see them in our bulletins, just make the contact if you like to be involved in that. That's all I have. All right, here we go. We'll have more music.
This next song is called I Need to Wake Up. Have I been sleeping? I've been so still afraid of crumbling. Have I been careless? Dismissing all the distant rumbling. Take me where I am supposed to be, to comprehend the things that I can't see. 'Cause I need to move, I need to wake up, I need to change, I need to shake.
All right. Hey, here we are. Once again, coming together to lift one another's consciousness to higher heights. Yeah, good morning again. This lesson this morning is really about faith. And we know faith is our focus of the month. And I'm sure we have all had similar experiences that have led us into the unity way of life. And the teachings of Charles Fillmore, our co-founder. You know, it's like when I came into unity, it was like taking a giant leap. We take leaps of faith all the time, don't we? Each time we evolve into what we were created to be, and I like the way Deborah put it this morning, each time we wake up to what we were created to be, each time we let go of those thoughts that hold us in captivity, you know, we have thoughts that do that hold us back. Each time we dare to step out boldly and declare, I am the Christ, we should be yelling, alley-oop! If you have ever made a major move in life, I mean, really take a chance. Have you ever had something where you really took a chance and it worked? Everything in the universe pulled together to support the manifestation or the opening up of whatever it was you were endeavoring to do. You know, it takes a lot of knowing what you are. It takes a lot of confidence in your ability, strong belief and faith. Sometimes we take so much for granted that we don't often see that the step we made was a major step in our lives, a major accomplishment. You know, Scripture tells us we are wonderfully made. If you believe that and trust in spirit, you are definitely on the right path and should be shouting alley-oop as you move through human experiences. Now, I know you're probably wondering, where is she getting that from? Well, you know, when I was growing up, I had an uncle, and his name was Bob. My Uncle Bob, he was an avid sports person. Anybody else know any of those? Oh, boy, you hear them talking through the whole thing. Well, growing up, I lived with him and my aunt for period of time, and he watched college sports all the time. And of course, I lived in Indiana. Notre Dame was the basketball, football team in that area. Plus, South Bend was a basketball town. The school I went to won trophy after trophy after trophy in regionals. So you know how pumped up everybody gets. We have Cardinals here. And we know how pumped up everybody gets about sports, right? Well, that's how the town was all the time because we had all these things going on. Well, my Uncle Bob, he'd watch these college sports. And sometimes I'd hear him yell out, alley-oop, and I'd say, what? And I knew when he yelled that out, something major had happened, and I'd run in to see what I had missed. Someone had made a three-point shot. Somebody had made a slam dunk, and great teamwork. And it never failed everyone would be high-fiving and yeah. You know, I kind of looked this term up, and when it's usually used in sports. How many in here watch sports? Okay, we have some. When I thought about this morning, I said, okay. You might have to go a little deep and explain what you're trying to say here. But when I looked into it a little bit, they've used that term in sports when someone did something impossible or to encourage or draw attention to a performance. When a high pass is caught on football field and the person goes down and makes the touchdown right at the last second of the buzzer, you'd hear the commentators holler out, "That was an alley-oop play." Totally unexpected. You know, as a kid, anyone who used to go swimming, did anyone else use the alley-oop? We used alley-oop and dive off into the water. Each of us has that within us that should celebrate our accomplishments. That's really what this is all about, having the faith to step out and then also acknowledging and celebrating our accomplishments. We have an abundance of gifts. Some of them are beyond our human awareness. And we have the power, guess what? We can bring these gifts into visibility from the invisible. We can also have the power to look through anything that we think may be stopping or blocking us from our good and move through that experience. And you know what? That's an accomplishment. Have you ever looked back and said, wow, I came through that one. I caught that pass. I made that dunk. Celebrate yourself. You know, we have been given power in the beginning. You've heard me say that so many times. In the beginning, God created, right? And what did he say along about mid chapter of Genesis 1? He said, you have dominion. Now, for us, what that means, we take that in metaphysically. Dominion means we have power over what we think. Our thoughts go out and they gather energy to bring to pass whatever it is we give that feeling and that thought to. We have dominion over that. We don't have to stay in the negative vibration pattern. We have the power to make the choice to change, to move, to step out, to make that a remarkable accomplishment of overcoming any adversity in our lives. You know, I always hear people say, oh boy, he took something from me or Sally got the job that was mine. No one can take what is yours from you. No one can take what is prepared from the foundation of the world from you. You know what takes it from us? Ourselves. That's what robs us of our immeasurable gift, is what the choices we make. We choose to use our God-given powers to the fullest or we choose to let them lie dormant. What separates us sometimes from that athlete that goes through and makes that alley-oop play? What separates us from that is that we're choices we make. It's the choices we make. You know, if I could count the times, the opportunities in the past that I had let go by. Anybody ever hear the words, "Oh, I should have," or "I could have"? You can, but you chose in that moment of doubt not to. Not to. You know, take that giant leap next time. If you're sitting there right now and there's something you're thinking about and you're thinking, "Oh, I can't do that," or "I shouldn't do that," do it. Step out in faith. God wants to express through you. Did you know that? If you have that desire in you, if it's pressing on you, it's trying to get out. Let it go. Let it flow. I like Eric Butterworth in The Flow of Life. Get in that flow. It's yours. You know, you have the faith and you have the strength to weather through the beginning of an accomplishment. Some things are not so easy in the beginning, are they? Some things may make us hesitate a moment, but know what you are. You are a child of the Most High. Divine energy is flowing through you, always wanting to express out into the universe. Don't bottle it up. Let it flow. You know, in 2 Corinthians, Paul tells us this. Paul says, the key to appropriating the power, well, he says this great power, but I'm saying the power within. He says, we walk by faith and not by sight, willing and confident to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. Now, I know you've heard that scripture. And traditionally, whenever I heard that scripture, it was usually at a memorial, meaning absence from this body, laying this body down. But let's think about this metaphysically. This means when our minds dwell on the human aspect and its limited resources, the limitations we place on ourselves, that the thought that we can only do certain things, we're right in that body consciousness. But when we stand in our truth, know that we are the child of God, His energy is flowing through us, moving out into the universe, and stay in the consciousness of that presence, that's when we're present with the Lord. Who is the Lord? The Lord is you. The Lord is you. You rule. You rule. You've been given the dominion to rule. I like this little thing I found by, there's a poet, Sam Walter, and in one of his poems, he tells of a country boy who believed himself to be slow-witted. Or, you know, we think of it as someone who thinks that they, you know, that's when we think we we're not able to do something or we're not as smart as someone else. And this country boy, who was slow-witted, he was looking around and he said, well, everyone else is just like me. They're slow-witted too, but look at them. They're millionaires, governors. They're you know, big-time president. And he thought to himself, I could be sitting in the presidential suite if I could know what they know. You know the difference between them and him? They believed they could do it. They knew they could do it. They did not think of themselves as being slow-witted whatsoever. And they took a stand and they moved with the energy from that. We hold ourselves back. We need to take our minds off problems and obstacles. That's absent from the body. We need to take our minds off of all that stuff that holds us back. In us, we've turned our focus to the unconditional power of God that dwells in us. Nothing is impossible. In Matthew 6 and 33, it says, seek ye first what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. If we keep our minds focused and stayed on spirit, there's only one presence, one power, and that's God. And guess what? All that is moving in and throughout you. You are a part of that. You're not separate. Whenever you turn your thoughts to the spirit within you, you become one with that power. There's no limit except what you place by the choices you make. You know, when we close that gap, when we do what seems impossible, when we make that leap in faith, when we say alley-oop and go for it, oh my, as Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. We all want to live good lives, right? Who in here doesn't? We all want to live good, purpose-filled lives. We're all on that path. We all should be patting each other and ourselves on the back for the activity and the movement within us that has sprung us forth to do the work that is in our hearts and in our minds. I love the way we study. I love the way that we think of ourselves as the face of God here on this earth plane. We're the expression. That's what we're here for. We're here to represent. How are you representing? Are you using that within you to the fullest? Or are you doubting? You know, we are so blessed here at Unity Church of Light. I can't even begin to tell you the blessings I feel in just the way we love one another and care for one another and talk to one another. I'm sure all of us in this room have been alley-ooping each other down. I know that. I know how we move through. So remember, we cannot do anything to rob ourselves of the immeasurable gift that is always available to us. We cannot do anything to rob ourselves of the immeasurable gift that is always available to us if we choose to stand in the God-given power and move through with faith that what I have, this desire in my heart, I have the ability to follow through and accomplish what Spirit wants to do, not for me, but through me. True for you, because it's true for me. So I want to see everyone. I want to see you go forth. I want to see these things so I can alley-oop you as you go through life, making your accomplishments and achieving your goals. So let's take a moment in preparation for meditation, and let's affirm the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now take a deep breath. Those are some powerful words. Give us this day our daily bread. I invite you to just focus on something in the room or close your eyes, but begin this inward journey, moving towards that within us where we renew our strength. God is, and because God is, I am. Think about that to yourself. God is, and because God is, I am. Divine energy moves throughout the universe. It penetrates even the hardest of hearts. And we see peace. We see love. We see people coming together in harmony. And as we move through this inner journey so that we can do our part, that we can fulfill our role, that we can let Spirit work through us. But first we make that connection. We breathe in and breathe out and feel ourselves being led to our inner chambers. And we know as we anticipate that within, we are about to embark upon pure, unadulterated love. We know that once we step over that threshold, we are enfolded in peace that passeth all understanding. We can feel it in the midst of a storm, or we can feel it even in the most quiet, peaceful moment. And as we breathe in and breathe out and prepare to step over into our inner chambers, we know that we are one with all the power, all the energy of the universe. Not only that, we are stepping into our chamber over that threshold where there is nothing, nothing but spirit. And we take time to sit in the peace of this moment, to let all that energy just flow and penetrate, reach and touch every cell, muscle, tissue of our being. And as we take a deep sigh, we take a moment and rest and trust in the quiet. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful. We're grateful that we know what we are, spiritual beings, first and foremost. We're grateful that we know how to turn within, to recharge, be renewed, regenerate. We are grateful that we know that love is you and you are love, and that love fills the room and the soul and the heart with all it needs to continue this journey in this human experience. So we give you thanks this morning. We thank you for love, for light, for activity of the body, for the spirit within that's stirred into action to open and be receptive to all that you have provided for us. And yes, we make the choice. We make the choice to go forth and to enfold others in this moment of energy flowing among us. And we send it out to anyone who may be in need this morning, letting our energy wrap around and enfold and letting them know you are wondrously made. The Christ that was in Christ Jesus is also in you. Rise up, go forth, and create a wonderful experience for yourself. So, dear God, for all this and all things, we just say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, and it is so, and so it is. Amen and amen.